Let us mentally bow down to Bhagwan, our Ishta Devta. Invoke Bhagwan's grace as I meditate. And also Puja Gurudev for all his wisdom. We'll start with breathing. Fingers above the eyebrows. Breathe in and out through the left, slowly, with a gap between inspiration and expiration, and expiration and inspiration. Bhagwan stays in the gap between the breath, between the words. Hands on the knees, fingers in chin mudra position. Consciously relax the entire body. A relaxed body is a relaxed mind, and a relaxed mind is a relaxed body. The feet, the ankles, relax. The calves, the knees. The hips and thighs. Relax. Full attention on the body. The back from the tailbone all the way to the neck. Pay attention to each part of the back. And each muscle. Completely relaxed. The fingers, the hand, the wrist. Forearm, the elbows, the upper arm, the shoulders, relax. Breathe from the abdomen muscles and relax. Pay attention to the organs in the abdomen. Just move the chest muscles while breathing. And send positive energy to the heart and lungs. The neck, the throat, the mouth. The eyelids, the ears, the nostrils. Relax the forehead where all the tension lies. And the scalp muscle. Watch the whole body and relax. Shloka for today from Vivek Chudamani. Kalpit Jagat Kalashrayam Swashrayam Chasadasat Nishkalam Nirupama Vipatiya Brahmatattva This whole world is an illusory manifestation upon Brahman. It is an appearance. I see it, but it does not have a permanent reality. support of that is Brahman. Pranti kalpit jagat kalashraya. Like the straw is the substratum on which the snake appears. But Brahman is Swashraya. Brahman has no other support. It is self-supporting. And all the gross and subtle elements appear upon it. Brahman is not involved. Gross body, the mind, the thoughts, the emotions, the intellect, manifest and unmanifest. All appear on Brahman, which is everywhere, all pervading. And since it is all pervading, everywhere, it is me also. I, the consciousness, am the substratum for this body, mind, and intellect, which is an illusory presentation upon me, the conscious. Since there is only one consciousness, and I am not separate from that, the whole world is an appearance upon me. If the world was created from Brahman, then it should have all the characteristics of Brahman, just as pot has all the characteristics of mud. But Brahman is infinite. This world is limited. Brahman is all-knowing. This world has knowledge and ignorance mixed. The world is eternal. Brahman is eternal. The world is ever changing and perishing. So how can Brahman and the world be one? Nishkala, Brahman. Brahman has no parts, no divisions. Not my consciousness is separate from your consciousness. There is only one, without divisions. One homogeneous mass of consciousness. Chitkanam. And it is Nirupama. There is nothing like Brahman. Just as what is a zebra? It is like a horse, but with stripes. But Brahman is one alone, without any other equal. And that Brahman is me in my essential nature. always understand I am the support of this body, mind, intellect, which is an appearance upon me. Do not identify this body as me. Body is an appearance. All thoughts are appearances upon me. These entire 14 worlds from Brahmaji, the creator, to a blade of grass, are supported by that consciousness. Which is my true nature. All thoughts, all bodies, all emotions are temporary appearance. Detach from your thoughts during meditation and at all times. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayat. That Brahman you are, meditate on that in your mind. And do not give too much importance to the sensations, thoughts, the emotion. Be a witness and hold on to the truth. Let us practice that for the next few minutes. चांद चांद शांति हरी ही ओम गुरु हरी ही ओम कॉन्स्टेंटली वॉच योर बॉडी योर माइंड योर इंटेलेक्ट आई एम द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल सेंसेशंस ऑल इमोशंस ऑल थॉट्स बट दे आर नॉट मी I sustain them. They emerge from me and merge back into me. Stay with that understanding as often as you can. Hari Om.